Phil Williams, right side radio, solid conservative, just plain right. That's a brief technical gaffe there, but we just jumped right through it, so that's good. Good job, Copper. All right, so, hey, listen, folks, we've got a show and a half for you today. There's good things happening right now in terms of the news. We're going to talk about some breaking news here in a few minutes. Keen on the liberal notion that you have to break things down and start them over because for some reason what we have is all bad. I don't agree. Not a bit. Let me tell you something. I'm going to talk about tradition and culture and values here for a minute. In Baghdad in early 2004, let's just say there was a lot going on, right? My area of operations was central Baghdad, the same area where you saw the images of the Saddam statue being torn down. It was the part of Baghdad that had some of the worst slums and best neighborhoods, all within the same geographic area. It was also the location of all of the main government buildings. To include what I discovered was one that was known as the Iraqi National Library and Archives. Now, I love history personally. I like to know the history of wherever I happen to be standing at any given time. And while in Baghdad, my interpreter told me about the Iraqi National Library and Archives, much like our own Library of Congress. The Iraqi archives were the repository for that country's historical and governmental everything. It was reported that before the war, it held 417,000 books, 2,618 periodicals dating from the late Ottoman era up to modern times, and a collection of 4,412 rare books and manuscripts, including one of the oldest known Qurans in existence. And when the war kicked off, the U.S. had the Iraqi National Library and Archive on a protected targets list. We didn't bomb it. But we didn't protect it either. I mean, we didn't think we had to. Who knew that the Iraqi people who had endured 25 years of oppression would loot and burn their own national library and archives, which they did. It was devastating. Now, some locals did what they could to preserve it, but the damage was devastating nonetheless. In early 2004, I became aware of it. And being a guy who loves history, I decided, you know what, if I could find some way to help that, I would. So on one particular day, we had reason to be in that part of Baghdad, and I told my security detail we were about to make a stop. So we pulled in, set up security, and I started walking up the driveway to the main entrance, only to have an Iraqi man come out looking very nervous. He wore glasses, and he spoke English with a slight British accent. He said his name was Saad Iskander, and he asked if something was wrong. I said, no, my name is Major Williams, and I was there to see if there was something I could do to help. He looked very confused, and he asked, you want to help? And I said, sure. And he invited me in. We went to his office just off of a hallway past the burned out lobby. And as we sat down, he just cut right to the chase. He said, Major, it's my view that if your people had done more to protect this facility, I would not need your help. To which I looked at him and replied, Mr. Iskander, it's my view that if your own people hadn't burned and looted their own library, that you wouldn't need my help. And we just stared at each other for about 10 seconds or so, at which point he smiled and said, well, that's a good point. And we worked pretty well together after that. Now, I was never able to get him all the financial aid that I'd hoped to, but we did some small things together. And for months thereafter, I would occasionally stumble across piles of manuscripts and official records and books while conducting operations in and around Baghdad. And I'd contact Saad, and he would come and get them and add them back to the collection. Saad was a patriot in some ways. He was also a traditionalist. He wanted his country's history and culture preserved for future generations. He had a master's degree and a doctorate from the University of London. He had actually come back from England to Baghdad after the invasion to try and help. He could have easily remained in England with having no difficulty and, for that matter, no safety issues. But he chose to return to Baghdad just after the war began to do what he could to restore his country's historical archives where the traditions of centuries had been kept. My understanding is he stayed there for the next 12 years. Now, I can relate to his desire to see traditions and history and culture preserved. It's a frustrating thing, y'all, to watch as so much of the left's view of America is now rooted in trying to extinguish the past. If it doesn't fit their narrative or their view of an ideological approved culture or something reflects traditions that make them uncomfortable, then it must be torn down, not spoken of again, erased from view. I mean, history, tradition, and culture are what makes a society. If we lose sight of our past or look aside from our traditions, then we can become aimless as a people. Historical accuracy in the archives of a people is what at best preserves that people and at worst at least instructs them on what not to repeat. Conservatives are often branded by liberals as being stodgy and stuck in the past. Well, not at all. Conservatives just typically have a greater appreciation for what we had to go through to get to where we are. Conservatives, generally speaking, know that to look to the future, we must celebrate and or learn from our past while standing well-rooted in our present. Let that sink in. Now, professor and pundit Mallory Factor, he wrote a book called Big Tent, The Story of the Conservative Revolution. It's a good read. I highly recommend it. We've got it posted on the rightsideradio.org website reading list. In the foreword of that book called Big Tent, the author said this. He said, quote, "The conservative movement is not about people who have refused to embrace progress and have been left behind. The movement is actually about people who hold tight to core principles and hold essential truths that are needed to save our nation from tyranny." There you go. The rhetoric of the left would have us believe that we must abandon any reference to any past that any of them deem to have been a problem. It's a fallacious argument, y'all. A rhetorical boast, sometimes coupled with tearing down statues and monuments, erasing names off school buildings, and casting accusations of racism or fascism for anyone who dares question their rightful attempt to burn history to the ground. Well, Thomas Sowell, one of the great minds of the past century, said, "Freedom has cost too much blood and agony to be relinquished at the cheap price of rhetoric." Like Saad Iskander, that I met in Baghdad these many years ago, I see the value in knowing and understanding our past. It's useful to review it at times to gain insight on what does and does not work. I also see value in holding certain principles as core values, inviolable and immutable, and that's okay. We can say that liberty and the preservation of life and limited government are things that we believe in. If we cast aside principles in favor of finding our own truth, then they really weren't principles to begin with. They were just good ideas for a time or for a season. Conservatives, we tend to believe that history cannot and should not be erased, that traditional values are worthy of preservation, that culture may adapt and grow, but that there is no wisdom in cancel culture at all. The gentleman named Saad Iskander had it going on. He sacrificed a life of relative comfort to return to his native country to ensure that its history and traditions and values and culture were preserved. I'm just going to tell you, we would do well to take a lesson from the curator and director of the Iraqi National Library and Archive. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, it was surreal. I mean, I even went online last night to look at it again and found the pictures. Someone took a picture of me walking up to the front door to meet him that day, too, with all our security detail and everything else. I'm going to tell you, the Iraqi National Library and Archives, it was a project. It was amazing to see. Can you imagine if our history burned up? What would we do to replace it? That's what he was working with. That's what we've got to preserve back home. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.